No need.
Okay. All right. Just my quote is between Rav and Shmuel. There's the kedushin. Here, someone had made kedushin with a woman, where the kedushin was al tanai. They had a condition in it that she has no nidarim on her. And then afterwards, he completed the nisuin without mentioning that tanai. He did a kansastam. Completed the nisuin without making that condition. There's a machlosin Rav and Shmuel. Rav amar tzricha imenu get. Rav says he needs a get because the nisuin are overrode the tanai in the kedushin. And Shmuel says, ain't tzricha imenu get. He doesn't need a get. So now, the Gemara discussed a possibility of where their machlokas applies. So Rabba yesterday said that that the machlokas is only when it's toes akas, and when it's toes isha akas kein shtei nashim. That's only when it's one woman like two women. But when you have one woman, where he had the tznai with this woman, and then he was boel afterwards, we assume that the be'ilo overrides the tznai, and that he accepted all his conditions drop, and the marriage is a good drop. So this is the Gemara starts. Imar nami. Amar Rav Akiva bar Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says, I'm a kadesh al tznai. Someone who does kiddushin with a tznai, with a condition in the kiddushin, uba'al, and then afterwards does nisuin or has a be'ilo, right, to complete the marriage without any condition. Everybody agrees, even Rav in this instance will agree that he's foregone his condition. Right? That the only time we have a suffix about whether his condition does or does not stand, right, is when he's dealing with two women. But here, when he's dealing with a single woman, and he's Boel without mentioning it later on, then Eina Tzricha Himenu Get. Then there's no need for a get, because we assume that when he was Boel, Stam, that what? That he had in mind the original condition that he placed. Right? He had made a condition when he had done the original condition. Then he does the Elor and the Suin, right? Then we assume that he's doing that on the premise of condition I've shown him. He's basing it on what he said before. He hasn't changed his mind, and therefore his be'ila now continues with that condition, and he's not married. If he's not married, ain't tzricha imenu get. He doesn't need a get from her because he's not married to her, because the condition was not fulfilled. We find out that she does have nidarim, that she has taken nidarim. Therefore, the condition is not fulfilled, the condition falls, and so do the nisuin. Right? So, eight favor of Akab, Rey Rav Ika bar Akte. So, Akab, Rey Rav Ika asked him, I guess his sister's son asked him, Chalitza Mut'et Ksheira. Somebody that's Chalitza by accident is a Ksheira Chalitza. Ezohi Chalitza Mut'et. What's a Chalitza with a mistake? Meaning, what's a mistaken Chalitza? So, I'm a Rish Lakish, Kol Shomer Lo Chalutzla, Vakach Atakonso. Anybody says to this woman that what? If you do this chalitza, that's how you get married to her. Right? They trick him into thinking that if he does chalitza, that's the condition of marriage. So then Rabbi Yochanan responds to Rish Lakish, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Nishoneh, Benchnit Kavinhu, Belonit Kavnahi, Benchnit Kavnahi, Belonit Kavinhu. When you have a chalitza process, where only one of the parties really understands what's going on, whether he understands and she does not, or he's aware, she's not aware, or the other way, when she's aware, he's not aware, then chalitza tap suga, achin kavnu shnehem. Both parties have to be aware of what's transpiring when you do chalitza. Both of them have to have kavana, the time of chalitza. So in a case where I say to you, just they're missing kavana, they know they're doing chalitza, but they're just missing kavana. That's a failure in the chalitza. You're going to tell me here where they told them that doing chalitza is going to get you married, that chalitza should work. There's no way it's going to work in this case. So that cannot be the explanation of what chalitza muted is. You want to say that that's considered chalitza kshera? Ela amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol she'omer lo chalutz lo amanat yitein lach matayim zuz. Anybody says, what? I do this chalitza, and that on the condition that she'll pay you 200 zuz. And so they make the chalitza is a conditional chalitza, right? And therefore anytime we make a condition within a kinyan or within a contract, you have to fulfill the condition in order for it to come true. So the assumption would be here that even though there's a condition that's chalitza, the chalitza works. So Alma, you see from this, came into Abed Maisa Akuli Akle Tanatane. Since he acted he made a condition, and then he acted, right, on this without the condition being fulfilled, but that action is overrides the original condition. So Hachanami came to Bala fully accolade tonight. So it's over here, when he has Bia, meaning that when he has Nisuin, it overrides the original Kiddushin that he made with a condition in it. Right, so that's sort of, The question that we're asking on Rav Akiva Breider Avika, Rav Akiva Breider Avika makes a statement that supports what Rabba said yesterday, which is that when you have a condition in a, you have a tnai in Kiddushin, which is the original stage, then you have Nisuin, right, which is the completion of the marriage, right, that is done through either Chuppah or Bia. Over here, the Gemara is assuming that Bia is done to complete the Nisuin. So the Rav Akiva and Rabba are assuming that if even when you do Bia later on at the Nisuin point, he's still referencing back to his original condition in the Kiddushin. And therefore, if we find out that the condition is not fulfilled, for instance, he said in the condition of his Kiddushin that if you have any Nidorim on you, I'm not married to you. Then he later on comes on and takes her as a wife, Nisuin, he's Boel her without saying anything. According to both of them, that original condition still stands. Therefore, if we find out she has Nidorim on her, then it's as if there was no Kiddushin and no Nisuin. He's not married to her. He doesn't need a get at all. So now the challenge from the Chalitza is what? Here you see that he had a Chalitza. He made a Chalitza, reacted in a Chalitza, and he said the condition of the Chalitza is that she pays me 200 zuz. So that was the condition. Then he went ahead and did a Maisa Chalitza. He actually did the Chalitza. And what do we say? Chalitza tak sheira. Chalitza works, even though the condition wasn't fulfilled. So why is it that the Chalitza works even though the condition was not fulfilled? Because we say the Chalitza overrode, right, the original condition. The fact that he acted without mentioning the condition overrode. It's as if he dismissed the original condition, and it's as if there's no condition anymore. So if you say that, right, then the Gemara says, Hokanami came in the ball of Huli Akle the Tanei. Right, then you could say the same thing over here, that since he has Bia, he was Mochel on his Tanai. Right, the fact that he had Bia should override the original Kiddushin. So that would be a problem for what? For Vacha's statement. Vacha's saying what? The original Bia, the Nisuin, does not override the Tanai. We say it's a Mutman. It's as if it's in the Nisuin, it's part of the Nisuin, it's this Tanai. And over here you see that an action could override the original condition. Samalei Barbe Rab, Shapir Kamart. Is that really what you're saying? Does it really make sense? Michte. Let us see. You have to know what type of condition you're talking about. Michte. Kol Tanai Mehekli Gamrinon. Where do we know that conditions work? How do we know that you can make a kinyan or you can establish some sort of relationship and have it conditional? I mean, how do you know that such a thing works? So Mitznai, Bnei Gad Bnei Ruben. We know that from what? The condition of Bnei Gad and Bnei Ruvain, which is what? In the Torah, they want to be Yoresh Eber Yardin. Right? So Moshe makes a deal with them that if you go Chalutzim Lifnei Ha'atzavarek, if you go and fight in the Kibush aspects of being conquering Eretz Yisrael for the 7 years of Kibush, they said even Chiluk, so 14 years, if they are in front of the nation, meaning that they fight alongside the others, or even in front of the others, then what? They'll be able to inherit the land of Eber Yardin. If not, they will not inherit the land of Eber Yardin. So you see here that they made it, that was a condition, that's Tanai, that was made in a Kenyan. So that is the model or the paradigm for Tanai. And therefore, whenever we talk about Tanai, we go back and look at Tanai, Bnei Gad, and Bnei Ruvain. So one of the aspects of Tanai, Bnei Gad, and Bnei Ruvain are, what? That, Tanod, after the Kumei, they shall be Hotam, Havitanei. That only if you can be Mekayim at Tanai through an agent, right, then it's a Tanai. It has to be actually be the Tanai that has to be, but if you could, the action that you're taking can be done by you and by an agent, then that's enough to what? To establish a Tanai, to have a condition in the Kenyan. But, Tanai, the Loef Shalik, Kumeyade Shaliach, if you have a condition that can't be completed by the Shniach, Gihotam Lohavi Tanah, then it's not a Tanai. Then it doesn't work. Right, the habia to left of the community of shliach. So bia is something that cannot be done by a shliach, and therefore what? Kihatam b'kabitz no. Also, mishum the itkush shabai sladi dadi. So now, what are you gonna, the problem here is what? That it's a tnai that is in an action that cannot be done by others. Nobody else can do chalitza for you. Nobody else can do bia for you. So now, the problem is what? If you want to say, why is the chalitza kshera over here? Because the condition doesn't work. And the fact that you placed a condition on your chalitza is not relevant because you don't have the ability to place conditions because conditions have to be in aspects of halacha or kinyanim where you are what? Can do it yourself or with an agent. Chalitza fails that test. Since chalitza fails that test, then what? The condition is not relevant. So why is chalitza takshira here? Is because of what? Because it can't be done by the shliach, and therefore the tnai is irrelevant. So the verse says, so the same thing here. So now the Gemara challenges that. Well, they say that by chalitza, b'habia. What are you going to do? So that works right by chalitza, but you have the same problem by bia. By bia, what? That's something they can't do with a shliach, the adam, but habitano. Right? And then you want to suggest what? That the tanai stands. And you're saying chalitza is not a proof against my position that what? When he's konsistam, right, that he, it's as if he has the original condition of the kedushin still extant in the nisuin. So you're saying why? Because it's, he was konsal, that he had in mind the original condition. But you said what? That with chalitza tanai doesn't work because there's a failure of shliach. He also has the same failure. So the tanai, the condition should drop. That there should be no condition. So Gemara says, no, by bia, you have an extra limud. What is that? That there are three ways to do kiddushin. What are the three ways to do kiddushin? There's kesef, shtar, and bia. Right? And because it can be do kesef, shtar, or bia, even though bia cannot be accomplished ayyadei shaliach, kesef could. You could do kesef kiddushin ayyadei shaliach. And itkush havayot ladadei, that where there's a, all the havayot are connected, meaning we see them as a single entity halachically, and therefore if you can work with one of the types of marriage, like through kesef kiddushin, you can make a tonight, so too by bia you can make a tonight. So bia is unusual, even though technically min halacha you shouldn't be able to put a tonight into it because you don't have enough, well, I'm going to say like this, because you can't do ayyadei shaliach. I mean, what does it mean that you can't do ayyadei shaliach? We'll see in a second. You can't do ayyadei shaliach, so therefore you should be that you cannot make any tonight. No, so bia is an exception because it has this special status because of the Havayot. It's connected. All the ways of doing Kedushin are connected. And therefore, you could make a Tanai and Bia even though it fails halakhically to fulfill the requirements of what you could do with Tanai. Now, why does Tanai work here? Right? So that's what Tosfos asks here. What does it mean that because you can't do it with a Shaliach, you can't make a Tanai? I mean, why is that relevant? Why is the ability to have an agent do it for you, right, have to do anything with whether you make a condition? Hey, a condition is that, here, I'm trying to transact, I'm trying to have a kinyan, I'm trying to do some sort of action, and I'm making that action conditional.
But the Marzal, right? We learn from Bnei Gad. I mean, the whole concept of Tanai is the Chiddush.
Yeah, but what's the... You have to say there is some sort of svar. You have to say that, right, we learn from Tanai, we have another Ebon, but there still has to be some logic to why we would learn from them. I mean, you can't say we learned from Tanai again and Reuben, that's the paradigm, which it is. But it doesn't make any sense, but that's the way it is. That's not what we see. We see in other places that even Tanai Kofel.
The ability of Shlef to do something means that it's more, it gives it more flexibility.
Close, right. Okay, Tosfos is saying something very similar to what you say. So if you look at Tosfos over here, Tanai, Devshul Kmiyadei Shaliach, it's the second Tosfos. So Im Tomar, Masvari Ishkan. Right, what's the Svari? So now, V'yesh Lomar, just skip down like 2-4 lines, the beginning of the line says V'yesh Lomar. V'yesh Lomar, so similar to what Yossi is saying, the Hainu Taima, the whole Ba'maisa Kol Kach Biyodo, Shecholi Kaima Yidei Shliach. How much control do you have over this action? Right, the fact, if you can point an agent to do it for you, right, that means that you have so much control over this kinyan or this transaction that you can even have an agent do it for you. Svaruhu Shekmo Kein Biyodo L'Shvoi Baitanai. The Svaru is, therefore you have enough control to make conditions in it. So if you, I mean, if the action is a halachic action, like a Torah action, like chalitza or possibly bia would be over here, where you really don't, that Torah is after you or it requires you to do something, you don't really control it. Is it really a transaction where you're in total control of it? No, because you can't have a shliach to it. So therefore, tonight should also not work. You don't have enough control to change the halachic formula or change the way the transaction is transpiring. But if you can do it, appoint an agent to do it for you, it means that you have so much control over here that you can even appoint an agent. That control should also allow you to be matneh, create a tanai inside of it. Right. So if you look, skip down a couple of lines, more in the Tosfos. The last word on the line is Mishum, about 4 more lines down. Mishum hak svaro. From that logic, moda kuliyamo dvinin she'efshele kaimo de shaliach. Nobody here disagrees with this one condition of time of b'nei gad b'nei ruvein. That you, if you can do it with a shaliach, to me the b'nei gad b'nei ruvein. But we know that there are other conditions, like tonight kofel, which means that you have to state the tonight both ways. It means that if I do it, then the transaction takes place. If I don't, if the tonight's not kuliyam, then it doesn't work. You have to write, say it both in the positive and the negative. Right? So that's called Tanai Kofel. Of all the Inyan, Tanai Kofel, the Inyan Tanai Umaisa, right? Also there that you have to have the condition before the action. That's two of the things that B'nai Gad were doing it. It brought down the Gemara Kedushin. Right? The Vez Devarim Mashma, right? In the Gittin, it says the Dak of Rabbi Meir Islay, that only Rabbi Meir holds of these conditions. Velo Rabbanan. So you see, you're asking me, oh, it's not big of a Reuben. Tosos is saying, yes, it's not, it's not a B'nai God, B'nai Reuben teaches us the paradigm for how to set up conditions. But Tosos says that when we learn from those, we have three things we learn from there. One is what? That if you can't do it with the Shliach, right, then you can't make a Tznai. Number two is, what has to be a Tznai called? Full means you have to stay in the positive and the negative. Third thing we learn from there is what? The Tznai has to be before the action. You can't make a Kinyan until then I have a condition, because the action's done already. You have to first say I have a condition, and then this is the action. Right, those are the three things we learn from that. Tosu says that by two of them, Tznai Kalful and Tznai Lefnei HaMaaseh, Rav Meir is the only one who holds that you have to use a Tznai like that. The Rabbanan argue on him. In this case, our case of here, Tznai the Shliach, that if you can't do it with a Shliach, you can't make a Tznai. Nobody disagrees. So it says it has to be, there's a logic to what's said here, right, that gives it more token, that gives it more power. And what's that logic? The logic is that we're looking for control, right? How much control do you have over the action? In order to make a condition in the action, you have to have enough control. It says that because of that Tzavara, everybody holds of this part of Tzavara B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven, although they may not hold of the other parts of it.
All right. So that means there's no right from that price, huh?
Right, okay, so that's right. In our Gemara here, but we have Rabba and Rav Akiva said the same thing, that what, that Kuntzah Stam, everybody would agree that what, that it's working on the original condition. Right, on one woman, it's working on the original condition. Kuntzah Stam, you don't need a get. Right, so then they challenged him from Chalitza. They challenged him from Chalitza. He says, look, you see here that when you have a Tznai by Chalitza, the Tznai drops and the Chalitza overrides it. The Maisa Chalitza says, there's a Maisa, no Tznai. So it should work the same way here with Bia. When he does the Bia, the Tznai should drop and they should be married and you should have to get a gift. So Rav says, no, because why the Tznai by Chalitza drops? Because what? The Tznai wasn't strong enough because you can't do Chalitza Ayudei Shliach.
So, the question from Chalitza was, I'm sorry, you do not need a gift, no?
No, the chalitza works. Chalitza works here. Even though he made a condition that she has to pay him 200 zuz, and he does the chalitza, even if she doesn't pay him 200 zuz, it's a good chalitza.
So we see that
the tznai drops. We see that the tznai, even though he made a condition, when he does the action of chalitza, it overrides the tznai. The fact that he did an action without mentioning the tznai, chalitza is gone, and the chalitza is good, and the tznai drops. So same thing by bia. That's what I'm saying. By bia, you should, when you have the nisun by bia, the tznai should drop, and it should override, and you should be married. Square says no. Why? It's not here. The tznai is dropping, not because the action's overriding it, but because you never had enough control over the action to make a condition in it. Square says, well, that should be applicable by bia. Square says, well, bia is an exception because you have itkush havayos l'hadadei. All the types of kiddushin are what? Run on the same pattern. Therefore, since by kesef you can make a tznai, so too by bia you can make a tznai, and it will stand. So now we're back to step one, which is we don't have a challenge to the position of Rabba, but that what? If you're kansasam, everybody agrees that what? That it's not, you don't need a get because it's going on the original kedushin. The kedushin is showing that he's going based on the original kedushin he made. All right. Amar Rabbi Ula bar Abba, Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Makadish b'milve ubal. Someone who does a kedushin with a loan. Out tonight, this kedushin with a tonight, uba'al, and then afterwards has bia. Pachos mishav bruta ubal, or he does it with less than a shav bruta ubal. Divrei akol tzrich le'men get. Everybody agrees that what you need a get. So it's clear here, what? That he's arguing on, right? That he's arguing on, Rabba's, position, right? Because, three chalim menu get, if you look in Rashi, three chalim menu get, it's towards the bottom of the, it's the four from the bottom of the narrow lines, three chalim menu get. A few atato b'tznai, right? Even though the tznai is true, meaning that he says you don't have any nidarim, and she does have nidarim, then adam will say bilatos nus, right? Anybody doesn't, everybody agrees that in bilatos bilatos nus. So it's clear, what? That over here, he's arguing on the above positions, Rav Akiva and Rabba, that say what? That a Kuntzah Stam works on the original tonight. He's saying that Bia overrides the problematic Kiddushin, and when a dead person does Bia, he overrides all of that. So now why is that, what's Mekiddush, what are all the issues here? So why is the Kiddushin a failure in all of these cases? So we know, if he does it, Pachos Mishuv HaPruta, if he has Kiddushin with less than a Shuv HaPruta, that's not a good Kiddushin, you need at least a Pruta to have Kiddushin. So the Kiddushin failed, then afterwards he does Bia. So now what do we say? We say what, he was never married, and therefore the Bia he has is Bia's Nus? No, we say that the Bia that he did afterwards is both the Kiddushin and the Nisun, because Bia is one of the ways that you can affect Kiddushin. So therefore, when he comes later on and does the Bi'ah, he realizes that what? The Kiddushin was no good, because he did less than the Shabbat. But then, therefore, he's Bo'el. All the other types over here, so also Al-Tanai, when he makes a condition in the Kiddushin, even though he, when he realizes that what? That the condition is going to cause a failure in the Kiddushin, even though he only knows about it afterwards, but when he's Bo'el without that condition in mind. He says, I'm going to be Bo'el, I accept whatever she has, and I'm Bo'el. Now, Mekadosh B'milveh is difficult, right? We know that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that when you are Mekadosh with a loan, it doesn't work. What does it mean to be Mekadosh with a loan? Right, there are two sides. So there are two sides to this. One we know for sure that works, and one sure that it doesn't work. There's one in the middle that we don't know, and that's Rashi brings down over here. He actually explains the Gemara in that middle case. The one case we know where it works is that, say, Reuven lends $200 to Leah. Then later on he comes and says, you know, those $200 I gave you, we'll be Mekadosh with those $200. That, everybody agrees, is not a good Kiddushin. Why? Because the Gemara says, that the loan is Liyotza. Right? Nobody expects, when you give a loan, you don't expect the money to stay intact, and then you repay with the same money. Expect you to spend the money, and then repay with other money. So the giving of that money is gone. I mean, that action of giving is past.
The terminology, that's the difference between a milvah and jailer. Right, generally, milvah is something where it's not
paid
with the original object.
Right.
Right. So it's so it applies by the whole question of ribis also.
Right.
What they're saying is that the halva or the shela.
Right.
Now you say that, you know, I'm borrow your mixer.
Right. So the expectation.
Get back,
right. Very good. Right. So by shela, that is the expectation that you're going to get back the item that I gave you. That is correct. So therefore, it's not the yotzos. So the Kesher is the Yotza. So that everybody agrees is a failure. Mekadosh B'milveh doesn't work there. Everybody agrees that what? If I forgive your loan, right, say Reuven says to Leah, you know what, you don't have to pay me back with the 200 zuz. And in the hanah that I'm giving you from forgiving the loan, right, that hanah, I mean that hanah that I'm giving you by doing that forgiveness, you should marry me, that is a tangible hanah, and you can get married with that hanah. Right, that's the... So that works. The only question is here, is there's this middle case, which Rashi has explained to our Gemara here. What is milveh? Rashi says, Shemakula milveh shechayevet loan. He forgives the loan. So here, he didn't say, get married to me with the hanah of the forgiveness. No, he just says, I forgive the loan, get married to me now, based on that forgiveness. So Tosfos brings down that you have to, ulupei risho, tzarech lachalek, vei mekadesh v'mechilas milveh, mekadesh v'mechanas mechilas milveh. That you have to differentiate between what? If you say forgive the loan and say get married to me, he's still basing on the original giving. Over there, that doesn't work. But if I, what? If I do, if I give you a mechila, and I say with the hanah of the mechila, get married to me, that hanah is a real tangible hanah, and then you can marry, and that's happening right now. That's what Rashi says. The Tosfos later on says that Rabbeinu Yitzchak said maybe there's no reason to differentiate. Maybe even in the forgiveness alone, that's enough to get married. Just pointing it out to you, but that the milveh can fail. Again, one case everybody agrees it fails, which is you try to do with the original money that you gave. Everybody agrees it works when you do it with the hanah of the forgiveness. The only question is, if you do it with just the forgiveness, forgiving the loan, is that enough to create a kiddushin? That Rashi says doesn't work here. Tosu says the Rabbi Inu Yitzchak who's not necessarily sure about that. Right. Anyway, so Dibya Kosu coming again. Amar Rabbi Yosi Barava, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami, Hamakadesh B'Pachos Mishav B'Hudo Bal Tzrichay Menu Get. That only what only case where you need a get is when he did the kiddushin with less than a shavat pruta and then he was boel afterwards. Why is that? Because v'ha'hu d'lo toy. This is similar to what we had yesterday. Nobody makes a mistake that kiddushin less than a pruta is not a good kiddushin. But the other ones people do. So Rav Ami's arguing on the position of right of Ula Amar Rav Elazar. Ula Amar Rav Elazar says whenever there's a failed kiddushin and then you do a bia, you have an issue and a bia afterwards. The bia overcomes the failure in the Kiddushin. What are the different types of failures? One is less than a Shavar Puta, one is Milveh, or one is Kanai. Great. Any of these failings, the person knows it's not working, and therefore he's going to overcome it by using the Bia. Yerushin says, no. Everybody knows that what when you do Kiddushin with less than a Shavar Puta, it's not working. So therefore he's Boer later on. He's clearly being Boer with what? He can't be doing all Kiddushin Rishonin because he doesn't believe it. He knows it doesn't work. Must be that he's starting a new Kiddushin now and it works. But by the other two cases, Al Kanai and by Milveh, not everybody's a Boer. That it doesn't work by a loan. Not everybody's a bucky that it's nine.
Or the nine, I'm fine.
Right, we don't know about later. Right, that's a possibility, right? Nobody knows that, and therefore, we will say that Biato is Bias Nus, and he did not have in mind to be Mekadosh for that Bia, and therefore he doesn't need a guess. So that's
it's a question on the bottom.
What?
So it's a question on the bottom.
Oh, it's not a question. These are two Amorai making a statement. He disagrees with him, right?
I just wasn't part of the question?
No, not necessarily. I think this is, you could make it as a statement, necessarily, because Amarul, Amar of Elazar, and Ibarul is saying Amar of Yosef. So you have two Amoraim who are making a statement.
They just disagree.
Right. They can disagree here. It's not necessarily a challenge to him. It's just two Amoraim. They're just pointing out that here, Amarul, Amar of Elazar argues he's like full force. He's arguing on Rabbah and Rav Acha, who say that you don't need a gift. He's saying you need a gift in all these cases. Rav Yosef narrows it down to say it's only by Mekadesh list and Shavu Pruta, because everybody knows, and that was one of the challenges we brought to Rabbi yesterday, and he said that was how they answered it, that everybody knows that Mekadesh list and Shavu Pruta. So he said that's a unique case. They both disagree, but Rabbi Yosef's disagreement is in a very narrow case of Mekadesh proposed and Shavu Pruta, otherwise he'll agree with them.
Because everyone knows.
Everybody knows it doesn't work.
Even Rabbah agrees.
Well, Rabbah, the way we answered up Rabbah, we said that he would have to agree because he has to explain that Mishnah that was a challenge to him.
It's obvious and it continues.
Right, exactly.
So he agrees.
Right, it seems like that way. I mean, we tried to answer for Rabbah that way. It's not necessarily right. I mean, in order to uphold out Rabbah's position, we did it that way, yes. Right, that someone who is Mekadesh al Tanai and then was Boel, then he needs a get. So this is like Rav, like Ula, right? This is like Ula or Blazer, that what? That the Bia overcomes the problem of Tanai. So Mazaria Master, but Yakov Kamino Tiablo get. Right? So this is a mice that we had, and Kamino couldn't take her out. I mean, they weren't willing to Paski, and then she can go without a get. Right? She needs a get to go out. But Fuke Mehai Tana, right? To exclude this Tana, the Amar Rav Yudam Rashmo Mashim Rabbi Shmel, the Hilo Nit Pasa. Right? It says that she was not, she was not forced in this relationship. Asura, hanit basa muteret. If she was forced, then she's muteret to return to her husband. Meaning that if a woman is raped against her will, then she's allowed to go back to her husband. Whereas if it was a consensual relationship, then she cannot go back. So there's another woman who, even though she's not forced, right, she was not taken against her will, muteret, and she can go back to her husband. Where a failed kiddushin, even though her son is riding on her shoulders, she can just reject the marriage and walk out. So what do you have there? What's the case? Let's see. She had kiddushin, they made kiddushin, there was a condition in the kiddushin. The condition fails somehow. The condition fails. That means that there was no kiddushin, right? There's no condition. Now she has a son on her shoulders. How does she have a son? Because they had Bia. So what do you see here? It failed kiddushin. You had Bia afterwards. It even produced a child. She produced a child afterwards. And what do we say?
She's still cool.
She can walk away. So what do you see there? You have kiddushin out tonight, or failed kiddushin. You have Bia. We still see Eitzrich Aymenu get. Right? You don't need a get. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. Right?
Like Gula.
Right. So that's why Gula and Rabba. And that's what we say over here. We made the same. I'm kind of a that what? It fails. That you need a, if it doesn't fail, that you need a get over here. So he's saying he made a statement to, right, disagree with this town or this position. Okay, and again, if you just want to see it here, it'll take you Rabbi Shmuel the Constable about, or it'll take you there by.
Tana means the Tana, was the Machlokes Tana as well?
Or he's saying that he's not passing like this Tana, right? We saw Rabbi Lozer, he's quoting Rabbi Lozer, is also a Tana, right? Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Lozer, right? Who is quoting a Tana. So Ula also is quoting a Tana, and you have, he's saying that I hold a Rabbi Lozer, not like Rabbi Lishma, right, over here.
So the Marim Machlokes Tana.
Yeah, there's Machlokes Tana, I mean, they go one way or the other, but he's saying we don't go like this Rabbi Shmuel, position of Rabbi Shmuel. It's not. We have a Mishnah, so continue to turn us. So that's important. And Tosfos discusses over here, what's the din of Mion? I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but he says, why do you need Mion? Mion is a din of Tana, that if a Tana gets married, it's only Kedusha de Rabbana, and you have to be Mamayim. Over here, what does it mean to Halechaba? What does it mean she has to reject the marriage? Meaning that the marriage doesn't exist. According to what Rabbi Shmuel is learning, she had Kedusha Tos, the Bia doesn't help you, and therefore there was never ever a marriage here. So what does it mean that she has to reject him and then go out? Why can't she just walk out? Right, so Tosfos tells here, what does Mamanet mean over here? So he says, does she have to know that there was a mistake in the Kedushin? Does she have to state that it was a mistake? Does she have to be made for that? Tosfos deals with what the Lashon Mamanet is doing over here. Right, but that's because it would be, what? The possibility is that she doesn't need to do anything. She can just walk away. So that's, I mean, it's a sidebar to our Sugya. I'm just mentioning it to you, when it's concerned, because the Lashon Mamanet is misplaced here otherwise. What are you doing here? Alright, so now we have just a quick summary of the sugya, right, which was that the Rabbi Shmuel argue when you have a kiddushin that has a tanaic condition in it, then you have bia afterwards, which is kansas tam, right? How does that impact on the original tanaic? So Rabbi said sukkah mena gets, it overrides the original tanaic as if this original tanaic dropped, and the kansas tam, because ain't adamah sibilas, it's not according to Abaye. Okay, this is according to Abaye. And therefore what? Or therefore you need a get because his marriage is consummated. Shmuel said no, that when you...
It's predicated on what, sir? It's predicated on...
So you could have read, I mean, again, you could have done it with a hule makle. Abaye says that's not how it works. I think you could make, it could work. I mean, Abaye says it that way in Rosh Hashanah. You could just say it was mechila, it's a din of mechila.
Right, but we say it wasn't mechila. I mean, you could say something mechila because that's mechila. We'll find out until later.
But the fact that he didn't re-mention the tanai when he went into the, it's not that he's mochel on the tanai. No, it's the bia says I'm mochel on the original tanai. He could have said that. He could have said that mechila is in the original tanai.
It's really the same.
Well, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says not kamina is whether there's a ksuba or not. Rashi says if there's mechila, you get ksuba. If there's ain't adam sibilas with no, that's enough to get a kedushin, but not enough to get a ksuba. I'm saying the Shita Gumbetza we read yesterday shows that it says that Rashi, there's no way she gets a ksuba no matter what. That can't be the nafkamina. The nafkamina, according to the Shita Gumbetza we read yesterday, is whether he does kopa without bia. Right? What happens if you go to a kopa? What happens if they have nisuin, but he doesn't have bia? If you say the issue is mechila, forgiveness of the tanai, the original tanai, then you could say even if she goes through the chuppah and doesn't have bia, right, that achule achle, that he forgave the original tanai, and that's enough.
And
right?
The condition is kedushin.
Condition is just good condition, and therefore the suin is good condition, and you need a get. But if you say that ain't bia tol, ain't bia tznus, then you need bia. You need a gemir sadas to do it. You need something.
Chuppah doesn't do kedushin.
Right, chuppah by itself won't do it. Won't override the tanai. You need something that says that. That's right.
The problem is chuppah, because chuppah can't be a kedushin. That's the issue. That means bia could fulfill kedushin. Therefore, right, when he does the bia, we say the bia is doing the kedushin. The chuppah,
not
change your mind. Just saying the kedushin is done by the bia. The chuppah doesn't do kedushin. So
yeah, but the chuppah has to do it. Does it derech mechila? That's why if you have mechila, you can.
Oh, same mechila. I'm saying if we learn it's not mechila.
It has to be bia because ain't adam said bia to be like no. It's only to work. The same in his bia.
Right.
The logic. I understand what you're saying. That's the logic also works because but bia that's the same in ain't bia to be. That's right. So you have to do it derech bia. Then why does it work when you have that? Because bia is something that has such a kamiyus adat in it. Bia is an action that has tokiyah to it, more than a kopa, more than anything else. The bia is something that where a person is gomer das. So you have to say that he's gomer das and akhlay, that it's still working with mechila, but you need such a kamiyus adat to do the mechila. Or we can say that bia functions differently, like you're suggesting. Yeah, bia can work as a replacement for kedushin, and therefore when he has bia, that's enough to overcome it. So that was a Abaye statement. Anyway, that's Abaye says about Rav. That's just about his position in Rav. Now, Rav and Shmuel argue. We had a number of opinions about what in Rav and Shmuel, what are they actually arguing about, right? So Rabbo suggested that, what? They're only arguing when it's two women, but with one woman, everybody would agree that the original Tanai is still Kayam, and therefore when he does the Nisuin, it's Alpi, the original Tanai. So we brought a number of challenges, that's what Gemara did, about three or four challenges for Mishnayos. Gemara tried to answer up in all these cases that the Machlokas was a narrow Machlokas in all those Mishnayos. It's a case where it's clear that they're arguing about a technical aspect of Kedushin, and that's what the problem is, and not disagreeing with Rabbo's position. We brought Rav Akha, who also made the same statement as Rabba, that when it's one woman that everybody agrees they don't get. We challenged him from Chalitza, right? Then we said no, Chalitza is differentiated. We can differentiate Chalitza and Bia because Chalitza doesn't work with Tanai. Bia does work with Tanai, even though Bia is exactly like Chalitza and shouldn't work with Tanai. It has this unusual thing that we connected to the other things. Then we had Rabbi Ula, who comes to 180 degrees from Rabba and says that if Bia, anytime you have Bia, overcomes the problem of a failed kedushin.
Even in Isha.
What? Even Tznai, even Prophet Moshe Abaputa, even Tznai B'milva, any of these things overcomes it with Bia. So that's that's Ula's position. Then you have Rabbi Yosef, who has a middle position.
Require again, in case.
And require again, right? Very good. It would require
again. Point to Shmuel.
I think you would have to say, yeah, Divrei Akol. Yeah, Divrei Akol. Yeah, I can agree. That Divrei Akol they would need to get. That's right. Rav Yosef comes along and says what?
He made a chiluk,
But his shavakruta, and by shavakruta the bia overcomes it, because that's everybody knows about it. The other case it does not overcome it. And then we brought some examples where we had Amoraim, who paskin like Rabbi Yosef, that it did, with its kedushi al tnai, the bia overcame it, and it was good. And then we rejected Rabbi Shmuel's position that what? That kedushi tells, if you have bia afterwards, you can just walk away from it, because the bia overcame it. So again, that's the conclusion. I'll just point out to you, because now, if you say divrei akol, right, according to the position of Ula over here, that says that everybody would agree, when you have bia afterwards, it overcomes the problem, the kedushin. And what did Rabbi Shmuel argue about? He says Rabbi Shmuel always agreed that bia overcomes it. Then what's the case?
In one woman.
No, because he didn't differentiate between one and two women. So what's the machlokes? That's what Tosafot speaks about. If you look over here, it's Tosafot, divrei akol, two of them in a get. Lo pligi Rabbi Shmuel b'kantzav lo baal, lo pligi de abayit. They're going to argue in a case of what? When there's chuppah without bia. And it's going to argue on Abayi's position. It's going to argue that Abayi says the whole thing here is Ein Adam Sabila Tol Bila Tznos. That's the assumption of Gemara. He's going to have to argue now, Ula, and say no. The argument's even with Mechilah. It's going to work by Chuppah. Even by Chuppah, their Machlokas is only going to be by Chuppah. Even Shmuel's going to argue, once you have Bia, that's so far, that's such a Gemara Sadat that overcomes anything. But by Chuppah, that's when Shmuel has a suffix. Because if he does a Kedushin Al Tanai and then does a Chuppah afterwards, that's not enough to overcome it. And Shmuel Rav says it is.
But after Chuppah, eventually you're going to have a bia. So if you find Shmuel a bia concludes it, then that will
be right, but that's in between. What happens if he finds out after Chuppah, before bia, he finds out that the tonight failed, that there were nidarm on her, then the condition fall according to Shmuel. Right? And but it has to work derech mechila now. We have to say, because he's not doing bia, so it has to work derech mechila. And then Rav is going to say no, that once he had Chuppah, he was already moko. And that's what Tosa says, that's how Abai is learning the makhluk is Rav and Shmuel now. All right. If she went to a chacham and she asked to be matir her neder, he makes a condition in his. Right, we say that if he has a condition in his kedushin that she doesn't have any nedarim. If he finds out she has nedarim, the kedushin fail. What happens if she goes back to a chacham? The chacham is matir. They neder. There she's mekudeshet. It's a rofe repel to any mekudeshet. If she has a mum, what happens if she has a mum? And we know that mums, we're going to see later on, any blemish is a failure in the kedushin. I mean, that's an automatic condition in the kedushin. That what if women have certain mumim that they don't, if the kedushin fail. So what happens if she goes to a doctor in between and gets the mum fixed? She has plastic surgery, gets it fixed. But it says, Eina Mikudesh, it doesn't work. So, Ma ben Chacham the Rofe. What's the difference between a Chacham and a Rofe? Chacham Oker, it's a Nether Mikaro. This is a big thing, right? The way that Hataras Nedarim works is that it goes back in time and it says as if the Nether never transpired. If the Nether didn't exist. Therefore, at the time of Kedushin, right, there's no Mecha Kos because the Nether never existed. Rofe and Merape, let me call it the Haba. Rofe is Merape, the woman, going forward, she's secure. But at the time of the Kedushin, she had a mom that would cause a failure in the kedushin, therefore the kedushin failed. By the time you don't have a bris, it's a chacham beitira, it's a rofe repeota, ino mikudeshet, that it fails in both cases. So I'm a rabbi lokasha, ha rabbi meir, ha rabbi elazar. There's a machlokas between rabbi meir, that's got to do with the machlokas between rabbi meir and rabbi elazar. And what's this? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says that a man is okay with his wife being embarrassed by going to Beis Din and making a public issue. That's okay. He'd rather his wife does not go to Beis Din and be misbazit. Mahi, what's the case here? Person who divorces his wife because she made a neder, and the neder is unacceptable. Lo yachzir, right? That he's not allowed to remarry, or mishum shemra lo yachzir. Or if he's divorcing his wife because of rumors that are starting to circulate or surface about his wife's behavior, and he divorces her. In both of these cases, the Gemara says lo yachzir, he can't take her back. We have this mishnah in Vamos, it's part of Yevamos. Why? Why can't he be machzir? What are we afraid of? We're afraid of she's now going to go. She's going to get divorced. She'll go marry someone else. Then what? He'll find out what? That the rumor wasn't true. And he'll say, what? I didn't want to divorce her. I really divorced her only because of the rumor. The rumor's not true. I don't want to take her back. What are you going to have a problem? You're going to have a problem that the divorce wasn't a good divorce. And what? Therefore, she now has kids. She is married to another guy. She has kids. They're going to be in Mamzerim. So we tell him, there's no regrets here. Even if you find out what? That the rumor wasn't true, this divorce is final. So that's one. Number two is, what about Neder? The same problem with Neder. What is he going to do? Later on, he's going to find out that he could be back to the Neder. He's going to say, had I known I could be back to the Neder, I would have never gotten a divorce. So what? His divorce was conditioned that she had a Neder. So come and go. We're going to let you know now that even if later on your wife, you're able to be back to the Neder, that's not going to reverse this divorce. This divorce is final, no matter what, in order to prevent this problem of what, her getting married after the divorce, and then him retracting the divorce, saying it was conditioned on the Meitz Shemra, or conditioned on the Nether, and I got rid of them. Alright, so that any nether that's such a great nether that everybody knows about, I mean, that she made a nether in public that's irreversible, you can't think about it. If it's something that the public is not aware of, then you can be maxir. Why? Rameer says, any nether that requires a chacham to check it out, right, then he can't take it back. He can take it back. He can take her back. So what does that have to do with our machlokas today? What's the issue? Why is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar relevant to what we're talking about? And that's because of what their respective positions are. So look in, let's see, you know, we'll do some quick rashis here. So kol neder sheishbo shenod yadu the rabbim, right? Anything that this Rabbi Yehuda says that if it's a neder that everybody knows about, then he can't be maxir. Why lo yaxir Rashi? It's in the second wide line in Rashi, down below the second wide line lo yaxir. Kasara taimim mishum shleim putzos bin yedorim hu. He wants the reason. There are two reasons you could say that a person divorces a woman when what? She has a neder and the chacham say lo yaxir. He can't take her back. One is what? To prevent that problem that I mentioned, that what, he'll regret it later and he'll undo the gerushin. The other possibility is that the chacham didn't want women to take nedarim, just stop taking nedarim, and therefore they made it final, that when a woman takes a neder and she causes a problem in her marriage, that divorce is final, she can't give it back. They want to give tokia to this idea that taking a neder is not a good idea. So that's what he says. The whole reason is that the women shouldn't be putzos bin nedarim. When she goes and takes a neder in front of all these people, it's a neder that has no retraction with the husband, she did something that's so grave or so inappropriate that what we say that there's a knas that once he divorces her, that's final, that's a final divorce. That you can do a fara. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't worry about him being mocked at the neder later on and undoing the kiddushin. Rabbi Meir, continuing Rashi, call Omer Kol Neder Shetzarech Kiras Chacham. Sheina Bal Yochol Lehefer. Any neder that the husband can't nullify himself. Sheino Mitivarim Shebeinu LeBeinav Lo Yinu Nefesh. It's not something that's relevant to the husband-wife relationship. Lo Yaksir. Kasar Tamim Shum Kukula. Because Rabbi Meir holds, what's the problem here? That she's going to be Mekalkel. Afterwards, they're going to say they're going to get a heter neder, heter nedarim, and they're going to say, "What? I really didn't want to get divorced." He'll go, "Vahayika kukula domer ilu hayiti yodea the chacham yochol lehatiro." If I had known that a chacham could be matrit, lo hayiti megarish shecha. I would never have been megarish you. The roads hayiti she did bad to the base to me atiro lach. I'd rather you were mad that you were embarrassed and basin, and they'll get it. Shame it's our kiras chacham. If the Baal himself could have done it, yaksir why? But then he can't say there's no issue kukula and there's no issue. He should have done it. He could have done it, and he didn't take care of it at the time. Right, so what's the issue here? The issue here is how does a husband in his interaction with his wife, what would he prefer? So you see from this Mishnah in Yevamos, it's also brought in Gittin, what do you see from this Mishnah? That if a woman takes a neder and then afterwards what? Afterwards, she gets divorced because of this neder. That what? We say she can't come back. She can't reverse. There's no reversing this divorce. Why? Because we're afraid that she might come and be mad to the neder later on. If we say that she might want to come and be mad to the neder later on, what do we see? We see that a husband is willing to have his wife go to Beis Din and have to have the neder be mutar, even though his wife will be embarrassed, have to go to Beis Din, all these things. He'd rather have that and then have the neder disavowed, and then he'll be able to take his wife back. So that's Rabbi Meir's position. Rabbi Meir's position is what? The whole premise here is the problem of Hataras Nedarim. If it's something that the husband could have taken care of himself, would make fair to nullify it, then what do we say? We say what? Then the husband should have done it. He knew he could have taken care of it. The fact that he didn't take care of it, the divorce is final. He can't come back and say later, I regret it. I didn't do the nullification. That he had a right to do, he didn't do it. That's his failure. Hataras Nedarim.
Why should that make the divorce final? That's fine, all in sense that you can't take her back.
You can't have regrets. I'm saying that. We don't have to say lo yachzir there, because you can't undo the, you can't say that the gerushin was done al tnai, and therefore there's a failure in the gerushin, because you can't say, oh, I should have nullified it. We don't care that you should have. You did it.
You did it.
Right.
But why shouldn't you be able to take her back?
Oh, he could. He could take her back. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that's the point. The mission is not relevant to him in that case. The mission is only relevant when he could say, I would have not done this gerushin had I been known I could be matir neder. Right, so now if I could be matir neder, what? Oh, then I would have, then it occurred the neder mikara, and then the gerushin was a failed gerushin, because the whole premise of the gerushin that he had, she had a neder. So in that case, we say that the gerushin is final, so that you should know that he can't, even if he's matir neder later on, it doesn't help, because we want the gerushin to be final. But what do you see from this? You see that Reb Meir is willing to have his wife go to Beis Din, and what? And have the neder be mutter.
Well, she's not his wife anymore.
What? No, but he said, when she was my wife, I would have had her go to Beis Din to get the hatara in order to preserve my marriage. That's what he's saying. He's saying that I would have, meaning that the hatar is nedar. He said, I'm willing to have that in order to have my marriage stay. So that's what the Gemara is saying here. Lokash ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Elosa. What does that mean? It's Rabbi Meir. So we had two brises. One brise says, so that what if he's matir neder? That what? That the Kedushin works. And one of them we said that matir neder, the Kedushin does not work. Why is that? Because now we're standing here, and what? We have a question. The husband, when she got married, did she have nedarim on her? The answer is yes. Now she has to go to Beis Din to be Matir the Neder, right? What do we say? Matir Neder is Okir of Ikaro. It's as if there was never any Nedarim here, right? But we have, she now has a relationship with this Baal. Now, because this Baal wants her to go back to Beis Din and be Matir the Neder, so it's gone entirely and the Kedushin will work, or he'd rather have the Kedushin fail and not have his wife go to Beis Din. According to Rabbi Meir, he's willing to have his wife go to Beis Din, so the Kedushin are a good Kedushin, because he'd say, go to Beis Din, get rid of the Neder, and it's as if there was never any Neder here, and therefore the Kedushin will work. But if you hold like what Rabbi Elazar, who says that a person would rather have the Kedushin fail than what? And other rotzah shitzvah zayish to Beis Din, that he doesn't want his wife to be back to Beis Din, he'd rather have the Kedushin fail and not have her go to Beis Din again at Taras Nadar. So therefore, that's the two brises. Whether the brise of whether it works or it doesn't work, that's based on their respective opinions. So just some quick thoughts, and we'll stop here, because we'll do it tomorrow, it's getting late, that what, number one is, why can't you say by Mumin, the question is by Neder, if he knows about the Neder or not. Right? Once he knows about the Nadarim, then the Kedushin fails right away. But if he knows about the Nadarim, then the Kedushin fails and the Hataras Nadarim is not going to help. Because by the time she gets the Hataras Nadarim, the Kedushin have already failed and there's nothing to talk about. So it has to be that she was Matir Neder prior to him being aware of the Nadarim, right? So therefore she can go back and say, look, I was Okir Mikara, at the time the Kedushin was not Nadarim, you didn't know about them, and so everything's good. Tosus wants to know, based on that, why don't we say the same thing by Mumin?
No, because by Mumin, if he didn't know it's one thing.
No, he didn't know. So
when the doctor fixes it, objectively, it's fixed from today.
Right.
So it wasn't a mechatos. With the Dorim, you didn't know, so it wasn't a mechatos. And also, when I fixed it back. You need both elements. You need not to know, and you need to know the fact. When I look at a timetable.
Right, but first saying by the Tanai of Nadarim, that the Tanai only is relevant when Yodea, when they know about it, right? Then,
I think it's both. That makes it there's a chumrah that even like go backwards, but the husband knew about it, that's it.
That's it, you can't go backwards. All right, that's a good point. Tosis wants to suggest by a tnai of Mumin that he can say, listen to this, he can say, L'akash nitz rabbe tinyim etzit ve'enav shizokra shayya b'mumin. He says that even though he didn't know about it, and she got it fixed, and now she's in front of him, and she doesn't have a mole, can say that the fact that I knew she had a mole and it had to get fixed, that's something that is enough to... Right, that's enough of a failing, right? That's the fact that we've overcome it now with surgery, or plastic surgery, just the fact that I had to think that she had to get surgery, plastic surgery for this, that's enough of a nemesis that he can say that tonight still stands.
So he's just an asset.
Why can't say from the Dharma fact they know that she made another machine, she's an Adrani, so whatever.
So that's because of this Okir Mikara. That's why, right? As he can't say that. He says here. So that he says, that's what he says. If the Dharma worked the same way, that it only was forward, going forward, he could make the same claim. There's a onish in the Dharam from the time that she took the Neder until the point is. But here,
But isn't the problem that Isha Nadranis, that means she's...
Yeah, she made Isha Nadranis. But I'm not. The fact that it's Okir Mikara, it's not. I mean, that's the whole point. It takes away the whole Neder. It's as if the Neder never took
it.
So that's great. That's
the name that you made, Robin. an eder that you made for Avin.
Right, so an eder that you made for Avin doesn't have fara.
You can't do a fara, right?
Right, you can't do a fara, but you might do hatara.
He could do a fara.
No, hatara is a chachama. She might be able to be matching eder through the chachama. She can't do a fara. He can't do a fara. Fara is the valve, really.
Sorry,
that Baal can do a fara. It says there ain't no tzara chafara. You can't do hafara, but you can't do hatara. That's what it says, right? That's why Rabbi Yehuda over here. Right? That's what Rashi says about Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, why? Because there's no hafara, which is the Baal's ability to reverse it, not the chacham's. There, there's a machlokus whether he can be matir neder or not by rabbin. There's two different types. Is it rabbin or das rabbin? There's an even more a stronger version of a neder, and there the Gemara talks about whether you can be matir neder by das rabbin. That's machlokus. Tanoim over in the Gemara we saw earlier.